Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon, Jones and Keefe. Patriots Monday. Another victory Monday, Keefe, although this was a costly one.
Yeah, it kind of leaves you with a bad taste because they won. And even if they won and it was close and it was kind of ugly, you'd be like, all right, that's fine. You're not going to win every game by 20. Like, you sort of move on, and no Burrow, no Chase. But still, it's a road game in the NFL. Well, you know, anything can happen. So you'll take the win, but then you're like, well, how long is the left side of your offensive line out for? And there was just injuries on both sides all game long. And you're like, oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not good. When's this guy coming back? Oh, he's already been ruled out. You see the cart. You hate to see the cart out there. So, yeah, then you're left saying, all right, even if you do pull out this game or hold on and win, you're 10-2, you're top of the AFC, awesome. But are we going to get a lot of Vidarian Lowe? Are we going to get a lot of Ben Brown? Like, what is this going to look like for the next month?
So, I think most of the reporting today has been largely positive. We'll play some rap sheet coming up on Will Campbell, an update as well on Jared Wilson. But it sounds like neither one, I want to emphasize that, sounds like, I don't think we know yet. But it doesn't sound like either one's lost for the year.
Because didn't you think, maybe both are out for the year? Certainly Campbell, when you see him there and the towel's over his head, you're like,
over his head, carted off.
I'm like, that's out for the year.
And then you listen to him in the locker room after the game. Like, they were, they sounded despondent after the game. Now, some of it might be they played down to the level of opponent on the other side. Reading Mike Reese, it doesn't sound like Vrabel was thrilled with the way they practiced last week.
Yeah, I think they were beating themselves up a little bit. They didn't love how they played.
Look, I think it's fair to revise your expectations downwards a little bit for the team because of the injuries, which we'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
But just quickly on Drake May, it was a strange game for him yesterday.
Really bad start.
Horrible start.
Like, to the point where he was so inaccurate, it was wild. Like, throwing behind guys, throwing over their heads.
It's what we saw in the Raiders game, and then early, I think it was early in that Dolphins game the next week, too. Like, everything was high. Remember that?
And it looked, like, difficult.
Yeah.
Everything looked like he was really, like, kind of pressing or whatever. And they, I think they brought up on the broadcast, too, he just was not comfortable at all. And it wasn't even just the rush. It wasn't even – and at that point, it wasn't even like the offensive line was letting him down or anything. It was just drop back, throw it, and, like, he couldn't put it where he wanted. It was strange to see it because he's been so good.
He threw the awful pick six to Geno Stone, which was horrendous. And he could have thrown more interceptions early in that game. Like, there was one he just floated, and I think Trent Green on the broadcast, who typically is not great. He was much better than Kevin Harlan yesterday. It was a disaster.
What's going on with Kevin?
He's old. Kevin Harlan's old.
He's really good, though, or used to be.
Not anymore.
No, I know.
Not for a few years now.
Yeah.
Honestly, Kevin Harlan.
I like him from basketball, maybe, and like I've always... He's not ever been one of the guys that I was like, oh, something up with him.
But the guy is drunk.
Yeah,
he couldn't identify players yesterday. Every player was wrong.
There was something.
Justin Hooper's a pretty good
tight end.
Justin Hooper.
He called him Justin Hooper. He called the touchdown on the Pop Douglas 37-yarder.
Touchdown to midfield. He was excited about that. It was like a knee-jerk reaction.
Early?
Like, touchdown!
When Wilson, I think when Wilson was down at the start of the game, he's like, a Patriots defender. I'm like, they have the ball.
They're on
he's
offense.
Like, a Patriots defender is down. Yeah. He's like, oh, it's actually a Patriot offensive lineman.
And then he's like, starting left guard, Ben Brown. Like, he was just throwing words that were wrong.
It was a mess.
He also, at the very beginning of the game, they showed the graphic of Stevenson and Henderson. And he's like, who would you rather have in the league than these two? I'm like, I don't know, Jahmyr Gibbs?
Oh, I forgot about that.
He hyped these guys. I'm like, there's nobody better than this duo.
Backs. I'm like, I don't know.
When?
I mean, I kind of like Henderson.
Yeah,
the other guys.
Fine.
What are we talking about?
It was a weird kind of thing that he just like added on.
I forgot about that.
But then just so much of the play-by-play stuff, you're like, that's not him. Okay, he was like tackled by like Jones. Like, that was Woodson.
Yeah.
Like, just the guys were all wrong.
He was bad.
Yeah.
Trent Green typically is pretty annoying.
Yeah.
But yesterday, the one bit of analysis I was latching onto there is he's like, I don't even know who that throw was to. And that was not Trent Green's fault. It's not because he was Kevin Harlan,
Trent
didn't know
right.
which player was which.
No, there was one where it was like in between two players,
yes.
That throw?
Yeah. Yeah, was it Hollins?
It was Henderson and Hooper.
Is that what it was? It was definitely a tight end.
Justin Hooper.
Yeah.
And Henderson.
And he's like, it just dropped in the middle of him. You're like, what the hell was that throw?
I don't know. It was very strange. He was really bad early, but then was able to kind of turn things around.
Okay,
but yeah, that was as bad as a start as we've seen from him.
Drake May still, and this is the one thing that, I mean, we're saying this a lot lately where you're like, well, if this is his bad game, then I guess you'll take it. 294 yards, which is a career high. He still has not thrown for 300 yards.
Becoming like a odd stat.
Yeah, it's just odd. That's honestly all I think it is.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird.
I mean, he was 294 yesterday. Trust me, as somebody, Bragg, who did bet 300, I'm like, this will be the game.
As somebody who bet 300 the week before, Bragg, against the Jets, if Steph Diggs could catch,
yeah,
he would have got there.
He even had a chance because I'm like doing the math in my head. And I'm like, all right, well, they're on this yard line. Well, they're going to try to run the ball. Then they like had to throw for one more first down. I'm like, oh, this
come
guy
on,
just
baby.
Like,
come
rolls
on, baby.
Like another 5 yards. We got it. We're cooking with gas. No, it did not happen.
Okay, but it was 294, touchdown and a pick. 87 quarterback rating. Like, still, even his bad days are not disasters.
And it's a win.
Yeah. He came back and he made some great throws. Like, the throw up the sideline to Hollins again was great. They had a big third down conversion to Diggs. He had some nice throws to Henry throughout the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't all bad, but I do feel like we're coming in a lot on Monday and we're saying, well, this wasn't his best and that wasn't his best. And, well, if this is going to be his worst game, you'll take it. I feel like we've been doing that a good amount over the last three or four games where for like a month plus, we were like, there's no quarterback more dialed in the league. That wasn't going to last forever. I get that.
Right.
But that, I feel like, has dropped off a little bit with May in the last few games.
Well, I mean, he had that crazy streak where we were looking at the QB rating, right, for whatever that's worth. But that was the stat we were looking at. And he was on a list with Brady, Mahomes, Rodgers, Manning. And you're like, what is this? This is crazy. And then he's had a couple of games to sort of break that streak, but it's still, you know, QB ratings in the high 80s, and they're winning the game. So you're like, all right, well, it's not even really costing him. His quarterback rating for the season is over 110.
Crazy.
It is crazy. And I would say his two worst games happen to be the two losses. I know the QB rating in Pittsburgh was still over 100 because I don't think they include fumbles. But if you look at like his overall game against Pittsburgh, I didn't think was very good. The Tampa Bay game was also another one of these under 100. He's only had three games all season with a QB rating under 100. It was the opener against the Vegas. It was the Tampa Bay game, and then it was yesterday.
So
that's it.
Look, I'm not telling you he stinks all of a sudden. I'm just saying the level of play, and it was probably somewhat predictable. He was playing like only Hall of Fame quarterbacks in MVP seasons have played in their career. That's the level he was at.
Right.
So,
but I think why it's surprising is because Cincinnati had the worst defense, or does have the worst defense in the league.
And the Jets the week before had traded away all their good defensive players. And yeah, it's just, it has dropped off. I think it's fair to say it's dropped off. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world. He's still number two in the MVP vote or odds
it's
right
now.
It's
also four picks in five games, right? So it's like another interception.
Yesterday's pick was, awful. Not just that it was
first
a pick six
he's ever had.
Not just that they took it to the house, but just an awful, awful throw and decision. So that was strange. Maybe you want to put it on the offensive line injuries yesterday. They lost Wilson three plays in. They didn't lose Campbell until late in the third quarter, so I wouldn't put that on Drake May and his accuracy issues early on in the game. We did get an update earlier today on Will Campbell, who's carted off, towel over his head yesterday. This is Ian Rappaport this morning on the NFL Network.
And for the Patriots, they had another potential significant situation. This time, Will Campbell, their left tackle, their first-round pick, one of their best players, is believed to have suffered an MCL sprain in his knee. Mike Vrabel just went on local radio and said he believes that Will Campbell is going to miss more than one or two games. My understanding is he is an injured reserve candidate. He's going to have an MRI today. More information coming. The hope is that this is something that he can return for later in the season, potentially for the playoffs. But all that information is not here yet, so we'll be waiting throughout the day.
Okay, waiting on an MRI, but it sounds like some of the reports, all the Twitter doctors out there were saying
there's a lot of them.
MCL sprain and not ACL. It does sound like he's avoided an ACL injury. We'll find out from the MRI.
Right.
But it does sound like he's avoided that. It sounds like a return this year, even if he goes on IR, similar to Milton Williams, is potentially in play. So, you know, reading the early reports, and sometimes it's rosy reporting, but reading the early reports, it sounds like they dodged a bullet and at least a nightmare scenario of Campbell being lost.
Yeah, so it looks like you have, really, in the last couple of weeks, three of your hosses, right? Milton Williams, Will Campbell, Jared Wilson.
Yeah.
Three or six hosses.
All real
candidates.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
But those guys all go down, and it's not funny. In the case of Milton Williams, in the game, you're like, when he got hurt, you're like, oh, that sucks, but he's still on the sideline. Oh, he's trying to get in. He does come back in. Then he's standing there, and
he wasn't carted off with a towel over.
So that one felt more like a day-to-day, maybe a week-to-week thing, but then they immediately say IR, right? It didn't take that long for them to put him on IR.
No, I was surprised about
Campbell
that.
Campbell and Wilson, and we'll see what happens, maybe even by the end of the day, something happens there. But both of those guys, it just looked so much worse. And always a bad sign in NFL because usually guys get hurt in-game. And it could be like snap their leg. And they'll be like, questionable to return.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, I don't know how questionable that guy is to return. But they said with Wilson pretty early on, they're like, out.
Out.
And you're like, oh, that's...
That's usually a bad sign.
That's not good.
So the update on Wilson, that was Campbell. The update on Wilson from Rap Sheet is it's a high ankle sprain, sources say.
Yeah.
Considered week to week. He says most high ankle sprains are 4 to 6 weeks. That's not true, but maybe with Lyman it is. The hope is it's on the shorter side. He says Campbell missing time. It's a challenge for New England's O-line, et cetera.
So all in all, I guess the injuries, it's probably as good as you're going to get.
This is what I think. You have the bye week coming up. You got to get through. You have an extra day of rest going into the Giants. Not that that'll get you Wilson, certainly Milton Williams, or Will Campbell
no.
back. But you get an extra day of rest going into the Giants. You had a long week of rest going into Cincinnati. You get a bye week after the Giants game. If you play well down the stretch, the one seed's still in reach. That's another bye week. And there's an opportunity, it sounds like, at this point in time to get all three of those players back, meaning Campbell, Williams, and Wilson. I'd say that would be a borderline best-case scenario right now, and that sounds like a plausible scenario.
Well, you can still lose twice, and even if Buffalo wins out, you can still win the division.
Oh, I think the division...
I still think they have the division.
I do, too. I haven't changed my tune on that at all.
One seed's definitely up for grabs.
It's going to be more difficult.
What Denver does when they come back from bye. But the Colts losing yesterday obviously is a big push towards the Pats having a chance at that one seed. So they're still very much in play.
Well, maybe that's worth reevaluating tomorrow,
okay.
Keith. Like, do you still want the Chiefs out at all costs? Or now is the one seed more important based on some of the injuries? We can get back to that.
True. Although there's also a scenario you get both.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel, by the way, was updating these injuries this morning with Greg, and I think it's just interesting to read how he answers questions and how he sounds answering questions. This was Vrabel this morning.
Update on
don't have one.
No update on the guys. No.
Did you wash your hands when you went to the bathroom? I saw you coming back.
Yeah.
I was gonna shake it, but
give it a try.
You better have.
I always wash my hands.
We won't know much. That yesterday was not a great day for us with injuries. So there'll be some players that went out of that game yesterday that won't be available on Monday night. Hopefully we get some of those guys back. We get an extra day, but I won't be able to tell you much. I wouldn't imagine that Will's going to play in the game. I don't think that'll be something that'll happen. That injury is going to probably be more than a week or two.
Okay, he said at another point they're not career enders.
So that's okay. But like Campbell and Wilson, I think you can already say for sure aren't playing next week. And then they have the bye. So it's like, all right, if it's on the shorter end, maybe they don't end up on IR, and then they could still be out 4 weeks and miss three games, right? If you're playing that kind of game.
It sounds to me, I think Campbell's going to go on IR. I mean, Rap Sheet said he's an IR candidate. Wilson, maybe not. So that might be one that dodges a bullet, which again would make me wonder if he's on a quicker timeline to come back from his high ankle sprain, what's going on with Milton Williams. But as the text line pointed out earlier, different injuries are different timelines for different players. I get that.
They're all different.
Vrabel, by the way, joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. At Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. Given those injuries, Keith, and let's say they're even back for the postseason, but you're going to have to get through the next handful of games without them. Is it fair to revise expectations downwards for this team based on how they played, how May looked, playing down to Cincinnati, defense giving up plays late, and now some injuries on top of it?
I think you have to. And there's also a scenario where all these guys are back, full go, you know, for the last game of the season against Miami and then for the playoff run, and then I'll change it. But until we know that to be a fact, I think you have to look at it a little bit differently, because just think about how everybody felt, how you were watching the game yesterday when Campbell goes down and you know that Vidarian Lowe's at left tackle. Ugh. Something we saw a lot last season and was one of the reasons why the team and the offense were as bad as they were. So that just... that alone does not give you a ton of confidence on offense, that whether it's running the ball or just Drake May having time to throw it downfield. I don't love that for a whole game, right? If he has to patchwork in there for a quarter, okay, you can run some things the other way or whatever. So I don't love that. And then seeing a full game without Milton Williams and they give up over 100 yards to a running back who's fine, right? Chase Brown's fine. So some of that stuff, which I didn't believe when Orlovsky was like, oh, they play too much nickel, like all that stuff. When they have their full complement of players, they are great against the run. If you remove Milton Williams, that changes things quite a bit. So now, like, you're worse on both sides of the ball. It's not like, oh, it's just one guy that's out, and so you got to overcome this. It's both sides took a pretty big whack with these injuries the last 2 weeks.
They and Williams barely played in the Jets game, right? He was out there early. Yeah. He barely played in the Jets game. He didn't play this week. He did play in the Tampa game. They had allowed 5 yards a carry the 2 weeks leading into this game yesterday, and then Chase Brown ran for 107 yards. So,
and like, you know, some of those first down carries for 10 yards. Like, yeah, what is this?
The cracks were showing a little bit even before Milk got hurt, but without him, their run defense looks a lot different, which is a credit to him and the way he's played this year, but you got to piece that together. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. Beyond Drake May's struggles, which I think were happening early, they also continued when the Patriots were down in the red zone. How much of that was May? How much of that is the personnel around Drake May, including the offensive line? How much of that is the play caller, which I know is an area a lot of media members around here don't want to dip their toe into? We can get to it. 617-779-7937. We'll get into the red zone issues, the goal line stop for Cincinnati, where the Patriots kind of stopped themselves.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Patriots not excelling in the red zone, Keith.
Oh, I see what's happening now.
Or is at the goal Chevelle? Line.
It is Chevelle.
How is about it? That? Could I could nice not have, couldn't have gotten the band. I remember the song.
This, I probably had this compact disc. I sounds, hoping that there were more heaters, but really it was just the one.
This is the no, opposite.
They had a couple songs.
Did they?
Yeah.
This all is right. The opposite of the Orgy album that you own.
Oh, did you see somebody on the text line said they took my advice and listened to the whole album and they said it was trash?
Hey, Lance, that's giving it a listen with a 2025 ear.
You good had point. To, you had to be listening. 27 years ago, yeah. I promise you, it was must listen. No skips. Yeah, this guy was like, I couldn't even get through the third song. I was like,
well, you got, yeah, if you made,
you got to wait, obviously, until you get
four,
Blue
five,
Monday.
Six, seven, eight. Yeah, you got to.
Stitches, Rips, yeah. Blue Monday, listen to it again. That was under an hour, I remember, that CD. Nice. I think that was like a 44-minute, you know, you're in and you're out.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's the way to listen. So anyway, they struggled down there yesterday. I asked you this earlier. I'm like, who's at fault? Is it May? Is it McDaniels? And you're like, well, I don't know. How about Terrell Jennings? How about some of the backs not being able to get a yard, which I think is fair. I think if you don't like the play calls down there and the running backs that are on the field, I mean, that to me would point more to Vrabel and McDaniels.
McDaniels, yeah, 100%. I feel like Henderson the previous 2 weeks has kind of shown a nose for the end zone, right? Like, I feel like I would have given him an opportunity, not...
I thought so. Jackson certainly thought so. He had him in the Bozo touchdown parlay.
He's out, by the way. Dice has been tweeting us all day.
Oh, has he?
Dice wants to take the spot.
He's tweeting yesterday.
He's tweeting all day yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he back at it today?
All right, Dice. All right, I say we'll do a Thanksgiving touchdown parlay.
Got it.
On Wednesday.
I like that.
So if Dice...
Instead of Friday or in addition to Friday? Instead
we're
of
Friday. Not on Friday.
Right, all right, but we can still pick it, Keith.
No, we can't.
It out. Okay.
Got when it. I unplug.
Okay.
Shut you're my like phone
Christian
off.
You're like Christian Ellis.
Yeah.
You know, turn the TV on.
I don't even have a TV. I wonder how long I could go without watching TV.
It would
hours?
Not, it would not be...
TV or phone.
Yeah, it would not.
Oh, I need the TV more than I need my phone. 100%.
I think I'm in the same boat.
I think I want my phone.
What's your does your little droid tell you how long you've been on your phone every week?
No.
Yeah. Or every it's a daily?
That's you something like it tells you?
Yeah, like a weekly one.
It's a weekly average.
I think you can look at daily, but my phone reminds me every week.
No,
Sunday morning I get it.
My droid does not. Sunday morning the thing pops up, it's like, "Hey idiot, you've been looking at your phone 3 hours a day." You're like, "Ugh. Gross." Yeah, that's usually
wait, is that high? My number has to be higher than 3 hours a day.
No, that's low.
I was going to say
that's me though.
Just factor in traffic.
That's super low.
Yeah, and 3 hours a day I use my phone.
Wow.
Pretty good, I guess.
That's really
maybe
good.
A big brag for me?
Wow, that was
a pretty big brag.
Kind of not bad.
Brag.
Yeah, but any
sick
yeah.
brag, bro.
But we'll do a Thanksgiving TD parlay.
Like it.
But I would have gone with Henderson more.
So, Dice, you're in.
So, Henderson doesn't have the fumblies, and he's been pretty good as of late. And they're like, well, you know what we're going to do?
And yesterday, he was the guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy who got most of the reps yesterday, except the most important ones down by the goal.
So, I would have tried that. I would not have had Terrell Jennings get a goal line carry. No thanks. I would not have slammed Ramondre Stevenson into the back of the O-line a couple of times. I wouldn't have run a draw on fourth down. I probably also would have kicked an extra field goal. And I'm not the big field goal guy. I kind of like the going for it on fourth down. But in that, the way the game was going, it didn't feel like the Bengals had two scores in them.
No.
So if you kick it there, I feel like you would have been pretty safe. So, yeah, no, I think McDaniels deserves a lot of attention and blame based on how this goal line and red zone offense has been.
So here's the sequence. It's the Patriots. They get a 3-and-out to start the second half. They're up 17-10 late in the first half. The Bengals get a long field goal right before halftime to make it 17-13, where I felt like they let down a little bit. They come out 3-and-out. They get the ball back. Pats go 11 plays, 89 yards down to the 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they get a big pass interference. Kayshawn Booty draws a flag on Dax Hill, and they're set up at the 5. They go incompletion on first down. Travion Henderson, 4 yards right down to the 1. Almost had it there, Jackson. Tackled at the 1. Then you get an incompletion on third down to Hunter Henry, and you get an incompletion on fourth down, where I was kind of on the fence about going for it there. I was leaning no, but you get the flag. Second pass interference, Dax Hill on Kayshawn Booty, so you get to start over again at the 1. First play, Terrell Jennings. This is the one Keith is talking about. No gain up the middle.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. It's a wasted play.
Next play, Hunter Henry, touchdown.
Hey,
great.
Yes.
Second one of the game, but
oh,
It was an offensive pass interference on Mac Hollins, so take that one back.
A little handsy.
They run like a tunnel screen, like right up the middle of the field. Hunter Henry gets all the way to the one, almost scores on
another good play.
Second and goal, right down to the one. Now it's third and goal from the one, running up the middle with Stevenson, no gain. I definitely would have kicked there. I'm like, you can't.
Yeah, you don't have it.
Get a second crack at it. Yeah. You might not score. That one I definitely would have kicked.
Uh-huh.
And then Ramondre Stevenson gets stuffed again on fourth down, this time on like a draw play.
Right.
Where it's not working, and you get no points there. The Bengals are still only down 17-13.
The draw play. That's what Josh used to think, third and 15, middle of the field. You see that draw play. But he tried it there in the goal line. But that's frustrating. I think especially when you have such a dynamic quarterback, that really shouldn't happen. Well, you should put him in spots where he can either run it in or he can find a way to throw it.
I liked your idea earlier, and maybe this is part of their thinking. And if it is, I think it's a mistake, but I at least get it. Maybe they're like, it's the Bengals. We do not need to use these like QB boots and rollouts against that. We should be able to line up at the one against this trash ass Bengals
actually,
defense.
They tried
and jam it in.
Drake May threw it away because it was covered up.
Was that the one to Henry, the incompletion?
No. He tried a rollout. It was designed rollout, and he absolutely just threw it away.
No, I'm saying, when was that?
It was during that nine play.
So I think that was the one to Henry, then, is what I'm saying. Because that was the only incompletion down there outside of the one that was flagged.
Yeah.
So, look, I wonder if they don't want to do that as much. They did try to run with Drake May later when they settled for a field goal in the fourth quarter, and he got stuffed on a tush push down there. Late third quarter, early fourth quarter, whatever it was, where he got stuffed. So, to me, that would be one that you want to look at again. And I think Drake May is culpable. I think Josh McDaniels is culpable down there. I do. Like, why are those guys on the field? Is that Vrabel? Is that McDaniels? Why isn't it Travion Henderson down there? And how do you not get in the end zone? And this has been a criticism going back now. It wasn't just on Sunday. Reese wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. They've been bad in the red zone, 0-2 yesterday. Couldn't score down there, down by the goal line. And some of it could be related to personnel. If you want to say Diggs doesn't get open the way he used to down there, and this is where they really miss, like, alpha-level elite talent. Like, who's your jump ball guy down there? The best one's probably Hollins down there. Is it Booty? Like, who's the guy you'd throw a fade to down there? Probably Hollins.
I don't know if this team is a team. I don't know if they have the personnel for the fade. The goal line fade, which a lot of people don't even like, but I don't know if you'd do that.
This is what I'm saying, but, like, you're the Rams. You're at the one. You're throwing it to Devontae Adams, and it's a touchdown every time.
Oh, yeah, that's
easy. You don't have that. So
I mean, Hunter and Hooper and Henry actually might be, depending on the
– Hooper's caught one.
He impressed you with his athleticism.
Diggs caught one.
Diggs did catch – yep, that was against Tampa. He did.
Yeah, he can.
It's not like he hasn't hit it.
He can do that, and he obviously can stay in bounds. Like if you throw it like the back line or like on the sideline or whatever, he can do that. But I don't know. I thought you had some kind of momentum going with Henderson the last couple of weeks, and so there were at least three goal to go carries where you didn't even give it to him. So if you don't want to put Drake May in that spot, and like you said, maybe you don't want to do it against Cincinnati. Maybe you have a few tricks up your sleeve for later. Great. Hopefully you do. Especially for a team. I mean, the head coach. It was a defensive player who caught 10 touchdowns. You would think they would have some sort of like, not gimmicky, but like different type of plays around the goal line. And I don't know, maybe they're keeping some of them under their hat.
So Henderson had 46 of the carries yesterday. You might think with Stevenson back, he'd get more work. He only had 22. Terrell Jennings only had three carries, including one of them down by the goal line.
Oh, you mean snaps.
What did I say?
Oh, you said carries.
I'm sorry. Yeah, snaps is 100% what I meant. Text line points this out too. I meant to bring this up earlier. They also burned two timeouts in that sequence, Keith.
Yeah, they had a weird timeout management situation because it was like a decent amount of game left, and you looked up and you're like, oh, they don't have any timeouts. And I know they were playing from in front, but I don't know. What if something happened?
No,
like, what if they weren't?
And all of them were on scoring drives. The other is when on the drive where they converted the Diggs late, they had to settle for another field goal to make it 26-20. Right. That was another time where they burned off timeouts. So they did it all on offense in the second half, including two on that drive there. It was not a drive to remember for Josh McDaniels and the Patriots offense. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones here, shall we?
All right.
Our pal Jake is in Boston. What's up, Jake?
What's up, boys? Two things for you, more on the fun front. So did you guys know the Patriots have not lost since Bad Bunny was announced as Super Bowl halftime at the end of September?
I did not.
Cardi B is basically with Bad Bunny on his only real big English language hit. So we got a little Taylor Swift thing going on. But question is in Los Angeles during that Super Bowl, Evan McPherson, who is the Bengals kicker, snuck out to watch the halftime show. Will Steph Diggs do the same? That's number one. Number two.
Okay. Will, hang on. I just want to make sure I understand. Will Steph Diggs step out to watch the halftime show at the Super Bowl? Okay.
The Bad Bunny halftime show?
Put a pin in that.
Okay.
If Cardi B makes a cameo on the song, I believe. Okay. What was your second one?
You know what's great for knee injuries and the prevention of knee injuries?
What's that?
It's Pilates. You know who teaches Pilates? And Michael May. The Will Campbell, Drake May bromance. And I took her class last week, so I can review it. That romance between...
All right, sorry, go ahead.
I took her class last week. I went down. I drove to the class.
Oh.
I got my grippy socks up. I got on that machine there, and I took her 45-minute class. It was pretty good. I survived, and I hadn't done a Pilates class in about 5 or 6 years. I still think bar is harder. There were a couple... Her playlist is very mid-2010s. A lot of Taylor Reputation, a lot of Nelly Furtado was in there, Selena Gomez was on there, but Will Campbell should probably spend more time in a Pilates studio recovering than in the Patriots training room or lifting weights. I am a fan of pliability via Tom Brady.
So you want more?
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
I mean,
we found out quite a bit there, actually.
It's like an investigative reporter.
Yeah. She likes Reputation. Reputation, good Taylor Swift album.
She might want to start screening her classes. Maybe have somebody as like a go-between.
Maybe need a bouncer.
Like, she's going to be like 20 dudes in Drake May jerseys showing up to her Pilates class. She's like, you know what? I think I need a different group. this isn't working for me. Or maybe do like a virtual one. So all these people
might want to teach some virtual classes want to do.
People love, so she's on TikTok and does a lot of food videos.
I was going to bring this up.
Hijacked is the wrong word. They're just like very supportive.
And it's like very, very positive.
Very positive about her and Drake May and how she's our queen and all this talk. It's actually very good stuff.
Okay.
For as cesspooly as the internet can be.
For now. I mean, just give that time.
Oh, yeah.
Give
that time.
He has
a couple more bad games. Yeah. Things start to change. But seriously, as of right now, there's the honeymoon period for that. I didn't know she did Pilates, but apparently
I didn't either. While we're talking about the O-line, can we play this clip? This is from Steve Burton and WBZ's coverage there over the weekend. This was going into the game. I found this very amusing. If we haven't, Nick, just give me a thumbs up. I didn't mean to put you on the spot with this, but if you're wondering what the O-linemen are doing when they have their dinners where they go out, and I guess Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, they won't be playing. Maybe they can still go to the dinners for all I know.
No.
This is from over the weekend.
I'm glad you brought up that O-line dinner on Thursday. What do you guys order?
Thing. Me and Garrett Bradbury usually get there pretty early. We'll be one of the first two there, and like it's usually like, all right, we'll take every appetizer. We'll take three of them. We'll take two or three of every appetizer.
This is just them ordering before everyone gets there.
Before everybody gets
there. Yes. And then you get there and you get more appetizers, and then you get the food.
All right, so you're the Shirley Temple guy. You're not?
No, I drink them too.
Everybody.
You have no choice?
It's honestly just become like a superstition now. Everybody at least has one.
Yeah.
We started winning, and everybody else just drinks them now, just to say like, all right,
We had our Shirley Temple.
They drink Shirley Temples.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi,
me too.
Four Mississippi, five Mississippi, six Mississippi, seven Mississippi, eight Mississippi.
We'll have to get Mike Onwenu's take on the Shirley Temples when we talk to him next.
It's an oversight we haven't yet.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that.
Just good team bonding. Good stuff.
I don't know how the Shirley Temples are for the recovery process, but they're going to need it for the high ankle sprain for Jared Wilson and what sounds like an MCL sprain for Will Campbell, which sounds like he's avoided the dreaded ACL injury and could be in play to return this year. Vrabel said as much earlier today. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. How do you replace those guys on the offensive line? Let's get to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network speed. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your phone calls next. So it's Nelly Furtado's part of the hand.
Yeah, the Pilates mix.
Pilates mix, that's what that is? Got
I guess
it.
So.
Nice. Bedard in there. I mean, that's McDaniel's Mafia right there. It's like, oh. They're down Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, but Josh McDaniels. You're like, what does that have to do with it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Fidarian Lowe and it's Ben Brown, and like that's right. The name I assumed you'd bring up. But that's like a nice telltale sign of the McDaniels Mafia.
Yeah,
is when you
tell.
Ask him really anything.
Yeah.
And the answer is Josh McDaniels. It's like, oh, well, I got a lot of confidence in McDaniels. You do?
Well, they have to overcompensate.
Did you watch in the red zone yesterday? Like, did you see any of that?
They missed some of those
plays. I mean, where does that come from? Where all of a sudden it's like, yeah, well, they're missing the fourth overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Vidarian Lowe out there, but yeah, it's Josh McDaniels. They got real coaches now, so Josh McDaniels will figure it
out.
That'd
be fine.
Okay, so if he doesn't,
yeah,
the criticism will be Josh McDaniels? That's what you're telling me?
They kicked more field goals and scored touchdowns, but yeah.
I mean, the only logical conclusion for guys like Bedard would be, if the offensive line stinks over the next month, you don't rip anybody other than Josh McDaniels because he's the one who you thought was going to mask the problem, right? Isn't that logical?
It was even too much for him to overcome.
Okay, I guess.
If anybody could do it, it's him, but nobody can.
So I guess, I'm just trying to follow the logic there.
That's what that is.
How do they replace these two on the O-line? I know you're more confident in Ben Brown.
I think Ben Brown will be fine. I think Wilson's been good this year. I don't think either guy has been unbelievable. It's not like you're replacing, you know, Orlando Pace and Randall McDaniel, but they've been good. They've been a big part of why Drake Mays had the season he's had, the offense had the season they've had, and they're starters for a reason. They're two of the five best guys that they have. I don't think the drop-off at left guard is going to be super noticeable. I do think the drop-off at left tackle is going to be super noticeable. And so what does that mean? You know, does Drake May, he just has a little bit less time on each play? Is he able to still make these plays, or are we seeing, you know, as a quarterback who's already been sacked a good amount this year, is he getting sacked more, or is it causing turnovers? Like, is it that type of thing? We saw a lot of games from Vidarian Lowe last year, and I feel like we're going to end up, you know, piling on this guy a lot, where the reality is he's not a starting lineman. He's not a starting lineman on this team, but when there's an injury, he's going to have to play. And yeah, I'm more, nervous about the drop-off between that position than really any other spot that they've had to deal with so far, right? Ramondre goes down, you got Henderson. Booty goes down, you still have Diggs and Hollins. Milton Williams, that's another one. Maybe that one's up there, and that showed its face a little bit yesterday. But I think Campbell to Lowe is a pretty significant drop.
Me too. Now, here's the good news. It's the Giants this week.
Yep.
That's a bad team. It's a great pass rush, but that's a bad team. Then you have the Jets and the Dolphins after that. You could say the Jets also have a strong pass rush. So maybe, you know, when you're looking at it situationally, three of those five games are against easy opponents, but the Giants and Jets can get after the passer.
Yeah.
And then you have the Bills and Ravens in the middle of that. I guess my point would be, independent of the pass rush, that's three wins right there on the schedule.
It should be, yeah.
I still think they should split with the Bills and Ravens, but if we're revising expectations downward, maybe that's where you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they should still win three out of these five games, even with the injuries to Milton Williams and the two O-linemen yesterday, the two rookie O-linemen. And then if they're back, I think that's what you really want, is those guys back and healthy going into the postseason, maybe even with a bye week and the one seed.
Yeah, you win three out of five, you win the division, right? And so if you drop two more games, I don't know about the first round bye, but that's still in the cards.
The Colts and Broncos have hard remaining schedules, but even still, let's say you don't get the bye week and you don't get the one seed, you're still at home hosting on wild card weekend.
Yeah.
So, and you're getting your guys back in theory based on some of the latest reporting there. So, look, I think Drake May should be good enough to overcome some of this. I'm not going to put it on McDaniels. Like, I don't know what McDaniels does to solve that there. So, and I was reading Phil Perry earlier today. He brought this up as well. He's like, in 2017, they were down there starting tackles, and they were able to make it work. Yeah, they made it work because they had Brady.
Yeah, Brady can make wonders.
Like,
so.
To me, I don't really think that was McDaniels. I think that was Brady. And, you know, Drake May ain't Brady, but I think he's a good enough quarterback to mask some of this. He's a mobile enough quarterback to mask some of this. What he couldn't do last year as a rookie,
mm-hmm.
I think based on the way he's played this year and the step forward he's taken, that's the guy I'm going to be looking at to make up for it. It's not going to be Vidarian Lowe. It's not going to be Ben Brown. It's going to be May making up for those two.
I just wonder, the deep ball has been such a big factor in May's successful season that if you have two new guys on the left side of your line, how is that the difference in, you know, having the time to wait for Kayshon Booty to get downfield or Steph Diggs or Mac Hollins to get downfield? Like, I wonder how many of those plays. Like, an interesting thing to watch the rest of the way is sort of his insane percentage on deep throws this year and, like, what his QB rating is on those plays versus these final five games, or at least the next handful where you have, you know, Ben Brown and Vidarian Lowe.
Just looking at it yesterday, too, you lost Campbell late in the third quarter, right? So your drives after that, Patriots went 13 plays, 79 yards without Campbell, kicked a field goal with Borregalis. That's where May got stuffed on the tush push. You went 9 plays, 27 yards. You have to go far. Borregalis hit a 52-yarder. So those are your drives after Campbell left the game. He was injured on another drive where you had a field goal. Yeah. So you weren't cashing in touchdowns, but it's not like you weren't moving the ball without Campbell, and you barely had Wilson yesterday. So I don't know. I'm not just going to chalk it up and say they can't move the ball.
Oh,
they can't
score. Still can. And Borregalis, holy smokes, what a turnaround. At the beginning of the year, you're like, I don't trust this guy on an extra point.
And neither did Vrabel.
And now you're like, oh, down like 52 yards, just drills it right down the middle. Like, yeah, this guy's pretty good.
I mean,
and he got me nervous too, because we talked about last Friday when they were asking
the 72,
all the players
the 72 degrees.
Like, what when is it cold? Like, what's the temperature number that you think it's cold? He's like, 72. Like, a guy from Florida and, you know, kicked at Miami maybe would say that, but you're like, you're going to have to kick some cold weather kicks. No, and this game wasn't like hot by any means, and he kicked really well.
Some of the players were like 20 something.
Yeah, on weather told us 25.
Anything below 40. Yeah. He's like, no, 72 is cold.
72.
Anything below 72.
Yeah, I got my sweatshirt on.
But no, he made big kicks. You're right about that. Any thought of moving, like this week you start with Vidarian Lowe at left tackle, but what if it's a mess against that Giants pass rush? Any thought of moving Morgan Moses over there?
No.
Big Swole.
I'm probably going to keep the right side intact. It'd be like, all right, that's sort of the strength.
So if it's not Vidarian Lowe, you go to the rookie Marcus Bryant at left tackle.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I just keep on Onwenu. Because then now you'd have three different guys playing out of spots. But not only that, now Onwenu's lining up next to somebody different. Not that he can't do it, but I think keep as much consistency together as possible.
Okay. You can jump in on this. 617-779-7937 is the defense championship caliber. That's something we talked about last week. Yesterday, they did get a big stop, although they gave up an easy drive right before that. So we square away our thoughts on the defense next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.